Well, it's good to be with all of you today, and we said we want to make our resolutions last. That does not mean zui ho in Chinese. It means yongjiu, long time. Doesn't mean not to get rid of them.
That's right. You want them to stick. That's what we talked about yesterday.
And make them last.
Your resolutions stick or make them last.
Don't make them last means zui ho, right. Biao zui ho.
Right. Don't put them at the end.
No, make them a priority.
Yeah, make them a priority. Right?
Find those practical tips to see them through.
So we can have fun with English today. And with our resolutions, they should be positive ones, shouldn't they?
Of course. Yeah, it's a new year. You want to start fresh, so make them positive.
And usually they last at least a week or two or a month, but we're going to talk about that today, how we can make them last longer. And that's on page 45, isn't it?
That's right.
Okay, so let's just read the very first paragraph to get us started today. What we're thinking about is to give our resolutions a time frame.
Give your resolutions a time frame. As the new year revolves into place, many are dealing with the problem of making a resolution that they never really thought about. It's the most popular and also the most commonly broken resolution to lose weight and get in shape or get fit. Those terms are so vague, they're meaningless.
Well, that's a good introduction to what we're going to talk about today, Brandon.
It is, and we're talking about a time frame. I love this. Give your resolutions a time frame. Don't just say, oh, I'm going to get fit, and I'm going to do that over the course of the whole year.
Or maybe next summer.
Specific. Yesterday we talked about being specific. Mm. This is involved with that as well.
Don't wait till next summer.
No,
right.
Right. Well, it does remember, too, that change is a process.
It is. In fact, one practical tip is when you're making your New Year's resolutions, get out your calendar. Mm-hmm. Put it on the books. Decide when you're going to do this, and as a way you'll create accountability to yourself and be vocal about it.
I remember that's what we said yesterday. Be sure and tell somebody else so you can be accountable.
That's right. Yeah, and I like the idea of getting your calendar out. We have a photo of a calendar there. You can write it down. You can use a digital calendar, but just put it on there and then maybe get someone out. Send that to someone else so they can see it and help keep you accountable.
Right. Well, and here at the very beginning paragraph today, they talk about the fact that the most popular or commonly made resolution is to lose weight. Oh, how many times do you hear people say, I'm going to lose weight this year?
Right, 1,000 times.
Yeah, I've lost weight 1,000 times, and then you gain it back again. But then you have to keep losing it. So lose weight is number one. What's number two, Brandon?
Well, it also talks about getting in shape or getting fit, which all of that's kind
more
of together.
More exercise.
Right? Yeah, which is a good one. Yeah. But how can you do that? What can I do this week to help work toward that resolution?
So people often say that I'm going to get in shape. That's very vague. I like that word vague. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't use it a lot, but it's kind of unclear. What does it mean when something is vague?
Yeah, if something is vague, it's not very deep. It doesn't really, it doesn't.
It's very general, right?
It's too general.
Remember, like parents will say, now, be a good boy, but what does that mean? It means don't hit people,
How
don't
can
steal.
You do that, right?
Yeah. Don't just say, be a good boy, be a good girl.
Yeah. And you have to give them the purpose. Yesterday we talked about why you do something. Why should you be a good boy or a good girl? Explaining that.
Right. And you say, well, treat people nicely. What does that mean?
Yeah.
See, so we have to define what it is. What do you mean by treat? I'm nice to people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but sometimes, so we have to define what things mean.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then we can be nicer.
Right.
Don't you think?
The less vague, maybe the more meaningful the resolution could be.
Yeah. And sometimes if you're working in an office or something, even the jobs that people give you to do, they say, I want you to do this. But they're very vague, and it's hard to accomplish your goals, isn't it?
It is. You don't know what they want, so you might do the project, and then it's not what they really wanted.
Right. So. Or they say, well, treat your kids better. Well, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. Well, spend more time with them. So you have to be very specific, don't you?
Right. Yeah, communication is key when it comes to achieving your goals, and that includes communicating to yourself. Be specific to yourself.
So I hope all of you are writing down some resolutions and finding people who will share them with you. But how do we keep on? That's the thing. How do we make our resolutions stick? Are they going to tell us here?
Right. So coming up, we're going to read about how to stay motivated and how to stick to your resolutions.
How to stay motivated. Here's a tip. Don't approach a promise to yourself by leaving it hanging in thin air, because the intensity of the promise will evaporate. Instead, roll your vow into a specific time frame. For example, I will eat less and work out 3 times a week until the end of January. It may then be easier to extend that time frame out until the end of February or March. If you start by making a beginning and an end time to your promise, you'll find it much easier to keep your motivation. Make a time frame that seems easy to you. If you can see the end point, it will do a lot to remove temptation.
Well, being motivated means that we really keep on doing it. And I think keeping on is very important. So what is the tip that they give us today here?
Well, don't approach a promise to yourself by just leaving it kind of up in the air, hanging in thin air. That's a phrase you may not be familiar with, but it just means it's unresolved or incomplete. Because, you weren't very specific, or, you know, you're just very general, vague, as we were just talking about. And when you make those kinds of promises to yourself or vows, you're not as likely to follow through because you don't even know how to do it. You haven't made a plan.
Well, like they said, a lot of people say they're going to get in shape. So you just say, well, I'm going to get in shape, but that doesn't give you any specific thing. So you're leaving me wondering how you're going to do it. So you're leaving me hanging in the thin air. How do I know how you're going to do it?
Right. No, we need to get practical and be realistic. And that kind of creates motivation. I think it's all about creating the proper expectation. What can I expect from week to week as I try and strive for my goal? Mm-hmm. And that'll keep you locked in and motivated to see, to find the results that you're looking for.
There's some really good words here, motivated.
Yes, and intensity. It says the intensity of the promise will evaporate. That's a good explanation here. Because if you're not passionate about it, or you're not motivated, then you're not likely to do it. And so that's why you need to be specific. And of course, if something is evaporating, it disappears. That's why, you know, we make these resolutions and a couple months later, we've forgotten about them. We've moved on.
So the person that wrote this article, Leslie Barker here, wrote it for the Dallas Morning newspaper in the States. I thought they had a very good use of words. It's really good for our advanced classes.
Right, yes, and we actually kind of have two different articles here. Leslie, she wrote the one yesterday. Mm-hmm. Today we have Sturgeon from Adventure Sports Weekly, but they have lots of good tips here that we can learn from.
Yeah, they really do. Sometimes people are not very specific when they write, but both of these writers did a good job.
Right.
Yeah. And so it says here that you have to roll your vow into a specific time. How can you roll your vow? That means just put it into a certain time. Mm. Say when you're going to do it. This month, I hope to do so much.
Right. And when you put it into that calendar, again, it kind of gives you that accountability and just a way to gauge and say, okay, I reached my goal. All right. And then that creates motivation for you to do even better the next week.
Yeah, that's true. I've heard people say something about, well, I only can eat ice cream on Saturday or something. You don't say, I'm never going to eat it again, but you don't eat it every day. And then you don't eat so much of it.
Right.
But you're specific about it.
Right, and remember, we're talking about time frames. So they give the example here, you're going to eat less and you're going to work out 3 times a week. So you're being specific, and it's within a week. That's the time frame. And it's until the end of January. So let's just take it 1 month, and then we can build on that.
And you can't say for the whole year because, oh no, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Right? 1 month is long, isn't it?
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes, right? So these are some good tips that you said. There's two different articles here. That's good. You pointed that out. And it might be easier for us to just make the time frame depending on what it is. You're not going to lose weight overnight.
Right. And I've heard that if you do a habit for 30 days, it's more likely to stick.
That's
and
true.
So
for 2 days, it's not good.
Right. You can try that and see if it works, and then maybe you'll be more used to it, and then you can continue it.
Well, that's what it said, you know, in this next paragraph, because if you just say this, you find it easier to keep your motivation. But if the time frame is too long, always, I can't.
Right. Yeah, it's a great point that Brandon made. You know, I really think we are creatures of habit, and the more that we do something, it kind of gets reinforced over time. It just means that the more you do something, the more comfortable and the more confident you can do it. And I really like this word that the author uses, because if you're not doing that, your goals begin to evaporate, just like the
disappear,
water. Yeah,
right?
They just disappear.
Yeah, that's true. That's good.
Right.
So you have to have a specific time frame here. And you have to make a time frame that seems easy to you. Mm. So most people, they could say 1 month or 1 week, but I don't think hardly anybody can say the whole year, because you're hard to be motivated.
And you can make these plans. Maybe you're in a great mood and you're feeling eager to do something, but then next week you don't want to do it, and so you've set all of these, you know, this high bar, and you can't reach it. So you have to start off.
It's raining, so I'm not going to exercise.
Yeah, small
giving
steps.
Yourself a good excuse.
Right.
Well, and that's a good time to remember those accountability partners to say, hey, I don't know if that's necessarily a realistic goal
you set. You can do it at home, right?
Right.
Yeah. But I like how they say if you can see the end point, it will do a lot to remove temptation. So if you say, for this month, for January, I'm going to do this, you can see the end point. But
that's
to
true.
Say the whole year, you're like, a year, that seems forever.
Well, I kind of like the little sidebar that you put in here. You know, I think that's good, because sometimes we have to trick ourselves.
You know, yeah.
And I like to trick my appetite, because sometimes you're so hungry, you know, you feel. And how can you trick your appetite? Would you like to read that one?
Sure. It says here that there's a factor that works in your favor when changing your eating habits. It takes 1 to 2 weeks for your eye and your appetite to adjust to what looks like a less full plate. If you can make it past the adjustment period, you'll feel full despite eating less food.
So you have to kind of trick yourself, and maybe instead of just putting one big thing on the plate, cut it up in little pieces and spread it around. It looks like a whole plate full.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's cake, cut it up in little pieces and take a few bites. You don't have to just put a big hunk there.
Right. And I think, you know, you're used to eating everything on your plate, which is, I think, a good thing. You don't want to waste food. But if you're trying to trick your appetite,
put less on your plate.
Yeah. Or just leave a bite or two, and then.
But don't even put it on there.
And then you can save it for the next day or something. Yeah, that's true.
That's
it is
true,
tempting.
Yeah. But try to make
dessert.
Your plate look like it's full, even if, if you just put one little thing on a big plate. I don't know.
Right.
So cut it up and make it look like it's bigger. That's tricking myself.
Yeah, or start using those smaller plates.
Hey, that's a good idea, too.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got some good ideas here. Now we just have to be specific and put them into action, don't we?
Right.
Boy, we're telling ourselves that, and you tell yourself. And, you know, we have to also make a good time frame for our resolutions. We mentioned this several times. So this is two different articles, but they kind of reinforce each other, don't they?
They do. And I like how it says now. It says make time frame resolutions now. And if you're going to do it, you might as well do it now, or else you'll procrastinate, keep putting it off, and you'll never do it.
Well, I think Brandon did a good job in finding two articles that were the same and putting them together. Don't you think so?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that these two things, they go together for a reason.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, Brandon, it's a challenge to find things to help our advanced people, isn't it?
It is, and we have help. You know, we have a team that's working together, and it's always great to have people working together.
Sounds like you're describing some accountability.
Accountability with each other. Maybe we're both on the team. Right?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so let's read then the second column here that says, to make the time frame resolutions. Now, let's read that.
Make time frame resolutions now. Choose the next month and vow to cook for yourself during that time as much as possible. Occasionally, you will have an urgent temptation. If you can't resist the craving, or if you find your peace of mind disturbed by a food item you really don't want but can't stop thinking about, never let yourself get to the point where you feel deprived. That will destroy whatever progress you may have already made. What is your aim? It will take genuine effort for your body to get back into action after a period of being sedentary. And before stating it as wanting to get fit, define it further. Fit for what? What is the goal? A thoroughly defined goal will make the achieving of it much easier.
Okay, so how can we make this time frame of resolutions? Now is was end of the year.
That's right. So we need to sit down and make those resolutions now. So over this weekend, if you have time, you can do that. It says choose the next month and vow to cook for yourself. That's a good one for me because I never cook.
Is that right?
So maybe I should say maybe once a week. I'll start off small, you know.
That's true, yeah. Don't say I'm going to cook every day.
Right.
I'm going to go home.
Too much.
Actually, of course, when you live in Asia, there's so many good restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so easy to just go out and eat noodles on the street,
yes,
isn't it?
That's right.
But still, we need to learn how to do it sometimes and make it healthier. Not put too much salt, not put too much sugar in it, and probably be healthier. Don't you think? Let's make him be healthier.
That sounds good.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
But, you know, those just little things like that.
Yeah, right.
Well, and even planning your time frame for when are you going to go grocery shopping, right?
Yeah,
thinking ahead
true.
And figuring out what step, remembering that it's a process.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and sometimes, you know, you say you might have an urgent temptation because you say, I just have to have this and stuff. But sometimes you have to think about it, and your thoughts have a lot to do with it. If all you do is think about something that you shouldn't do, it's not going to help.
No.
Don't you think?
Your thinking is so important in so many things you do. And so if you're constantly focused on that piece of chocolate cake,
right,
it's going to be hard to resist.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's kind of hard to get really excited about vegetables that we're supposed to eat.
Right.
Them. But I don't hear a lot of people say, oh, I can hardly wait to eat a whole dish of vegetables. I don't hear that.
I like vegetables.
I know.
But yeah,
you know, I don't crave them.
Right.
You know, but you should eat them.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it says if you find peace of mind disturbed by a food, and then you really don't want, but you just can't stop thinking about it, what are you supposed to do?
Well, it says never let yourself get to the point where you feel deprived.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
poor
kind
me,
of interesting.
I can't eat it anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting way of putting it, because just because you can't have your favorite food, you feel deprived. I mean, oftentimes we use that word in a more serious situation. You know, you feel deprived because you didn't have something as a child or enough money, whatever. But I guess you can feel deprived when you don't have your favorite food either.
Yeah. So what? You got food.
Right.
You've got water. They don't have it in Madagascar, right?
Right. Right.
So we have to realize that we have so many things. And don't feel bad because you can't eat something anymore. Find something else you like that's better for you.
Yeah, sure.
That's positive.
Right. It's all about being positive. And when you're setting your goals, it's good to challenge yourself, but you don't want to go too far. Don't take it overboard necessarily and be so hard on yourself and strict on yourself. Like you said, Doris, be positive. Keep
that's
it.
True.
Yeah.
Well, we have a little phrase in English we say sometimes, mind over matter.
Mm-hmm.
That means no matter what the situation is, you can control a lot of things by your thinking. So let's say that, mind over matter.
Mind over matter.
Say, I just have to have that piece of chocolate cake. No, you don't.
That's right.
See?
And sometimes, Doris, we let our circumstances control us, and we need to, you know, say
right.
No. You know, I've right. decided this. That's why it's good to write things down. Say it out loud, tell other people, and then it will help you with following through.
That's right. You know, I think our culture so often focuses on the end result, maybe too much, where we need to say, no, pay attention to your thoughts. Pay attention to your internal thinking, because when you're thinking about, you know, all the things that you can't have, it becomes exhausting.
I know. So what can I have? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think another thing is when you choose these people to be accountable to, they shouldn't be somebody you only see every now and then. Maybe in your office or in your family. I mean, you're going to be accountable to somebody. Don't just say, well, I'm not going to see them till next week so I can smoke this week, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, you've got to be accountable to somebody you see all the time.
That's right, yes.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I think when you make your resolutions, think about who's near you that you could be accountable to, and they're willing to help you, and you help them, and it works both ways.
Right, yes. It has to be someone that will actually, you know, say, hey, you're doing this and you shouldn't be, in a loving way.
Yeah, in a loving way. And it's not just saying you're terrible, but just say, hey, come on, you can do better. Mm-hmm. Somebody could encourage you.
Right. And I think, you know, in my experience with accountability partners, it's always important to have that dialogue with them. Communicate. Have you given them permission to speak into your life, and have they done that for you?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. We don't want people that just come and tell you, you shouldn't be eating that, you're too fat. That's not going
to
help.
No, it has to be the right kind of relationship.
Yeah, you have to have it. And same way with exercise. And say, oh, you look like you don't get any exercise. You need it. That's not going to help.
No.
But somebody that you say, I'm going to get exercise, and they're going to help you.
Yeah.
That's good.
Right. Create that expectation.
Mm-hmm. So I think this part here, what is your aim, reminds me what we said the first day. Ask yourself why you're doing this. I think this kind of goes along with that, doesn't it?
Yeah. And we've talked about, of course, goals and what is your aim. And we need a goal, right? If we don't have a target, then we will just go through life aimlessly, and that's not good. So you need this genuine effort. It says it will take genuine effort for your body to get back into action. Mm. And so
what is your goal going to be?
They talk about being sedentary.
And what does that mean?
That just means you don't get enough exercise, and you're not active.
We sometimes call those people couch potatoes because they sit there and watch TV all day.
That's right. You don't want to be a couch potato.
Sedentary, you know. And then we sit around by computers in the office. We need to get out and walk and bike and everything.
That's right.
Yeah. So it might take a little effort to get back into action because you haven't done it. So don't say I'm going to ride my bike 10 miles. Ride it 1 mile.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Make smaller goals, don't you think?
And then add to it. After a month or two, you can add.
So before you say, well, you want to get fit, make it say, well, I'm going to ride the bike, I'm going to go swimming, I'm going to walk. What is your goal? Yeah. Or I'm going to eat a little bit less. Don't say, I'm just going to drink water, I'm not going to eat. That's not going to do it.
No. Right.
You get sick, too.
Yeah, and it needs to be well-defined. It says a thoroughly defined goal. I like that word. You need to be thorough. You need to be specific, and you need to be very detailed when you're making these resolutions.
Well, Noe, we've written some down here, resolutions for 2018. What are some of them that people say? Lose weight.
Maybe quit smoking.
Eat healthy. Pay off debts.
Pay off your debts. That's
pretty good. Find a new job.
Right. Try to be more assertive. I think we could say try to be kinder.
Right.
Try to be more loving. Add a few on there.
That's right.
Make your own list. Well, you know, Brennan, we were talking about maybe words that can help us, and I think positive words help us. What do you think about choosing some phrases that might help us?
Yeah, a few years ago I heard about this. You can maybe think of a word or a phrase that will define your year, and I've done that in the past. I think before I've had just like one word, like love or hope or something like that, and then when you're feeling down or discouraged, you think, oh, my word for this year is hope, and who is my hope in, and that kind of thing. Or maybe you could think of, you know, some other phrase that could define your year and can help you regain focus.
Well, that's true. You know, Jack, you go to the school rallies where you go to a lot of high schools and try to encourage the kids. And then we try to have a little slogan that they can remember for that semester, maybe not the whole year. What are some of those that we thought are good that we've used in school rallies?
Yeah, so this year's school rally theme was live the adventure, that life is an adventure.
Live the adventure. Mm-hmm. See? Well, what's going to happen next year? I don't know, but I'm going to live the adventure. Sounds more exciting than, what are we going to do this year?
No, it kind of creates that expectation to kind of encourage yourself to say, hey, that's an unknown thing to me, but I'm going to, you know what, I'm going to take that step, because this year is about living the adventure.
Mm. Well, sometimes we've had a little slogan for high school kids, like, be a better you.
Right.
And if they're specific about how to do it, that's good. Try to be a better person. Right?
That's right. And if you think of that one, live the adventure, well, how can I add things into my life to make it more exciting? What can I do this month and choose a weekend to go try something new?
But if you have a little slogan like, you can do it, then even if it's hard, you say, I can do it, because you tell yourself.
Right.
And another one that we often like to use in studio classroom for learning, because learning a language is hard. Mm-hmm. And what is our studio classroom slogan we say a lot?
A friend
never,
for life.
And, never right. give up.
Yes, and never give up.
Biao Fang Chi.
Right. Don't give up, and you're going to need friends for life to get you there.
That's right. That's
right.
Good. So those are good slogans.
Yeah.
Be a friend for life and never give up. And do not cop out or just go, you know, make your resolutions last. Don't slip up on them, right?
Right. I love these slogans because it kind of answers our question. What is your aim? Well, you need that aim. You need that direction. Otherwise, like Brandon said, you're kind of going through life aimlessly and without direction, and that's just going to take so much longer to achieve your goals.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, life is a gift, and we're so happy that we can cherish life.
Mm. That's a good slogan, Doris.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. There's so many. You can write some down yourself and write some into us, and we'll mm-hmm. put them on our website and our Facebook. And be sure and check our topic talks.
Yes.
And say that next year I'm going to even do better in my language, not just for the words, but to use the expressions. So write some down for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we're so glad that you've been with us this year, but say next year I'm going to continue on being part of this club, this
That's
advanced
right.
class. And I hope everybody does have a good new year.
That's right.
Yeah.
Join us again next year. Enjoy New Year's Eve tomorrow, the fireworks, whatever your plans are.
That's
Same
right.
teachers, but new lessons. How about that? Right.
Looking forward to it.
Okay, so have a happy new year, everybody.
Happy new year.
Year.